We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
No, Phil, you don't need a sticker. You don't need to see the sticker on the car anymore, because you know that when a car in the far left-hand lane cuts across four lanes of traffic to make a right-hand turn
and then
20 feet from the intersection.
And then stops in the bike lane right around the corner.
Exactly. You know what's going on.
Exactly. You're seeing a 62% increase in congestion brought on by the Ubers and the Lyfts. I love government studies. I love them almost. They are wonderful things because they always tell the government what the government wants to know. They reinforce it. Now, there are a lot of reasons why San Francisco's streets are congested. There's a lot of reasons why Bay Area transit is congested. You could do a study and say, let's take a look at construction and what its impacts are. And you would say, wow, they cut down a lot of lanes when they're built tearing up the streets in San Francisco or around the Bay Area. How much has that led to
increased
traffic?
True that, but let me just interrupt you, because that's something we've understood for years, right? When you file your project plans to build a skyscraper in San Francisco, somebody calculates X number of hours for Y number of days equals Z.
No, they don't, Stan. They go down there and they get the permits to take out an entire block of a lane of traffic, and then MTA says, oh, yeah, we issued that permit. That's that. And then it backs up.
No, I'm not saying that there's not an impact. I'm
right.
saying that the problem with the transit, with the ride hailing companies, is we don't know.
But we do.
Because I can't tell if that car in front of me with due respect to Susan, is an Uber driver or just somebody driving around with an Uber decal in the window.
Exactly. But we look at these phone things and stuff like that. I will tell you that on the QT, Lyft and Uber have told City Hall that they account for, they estimate, 50 million rides a year in San Francisco. About 137,000 a day. It's monstrous. It has led to congestion. But it's an ugly secret that the transportation planners in the Bay Area have egg on their face, because they expected this increase in people wanting to get around, but they expected everybody to take the bus or take BART, and they're not. Instead, they're getting out of their cars and getting into a Lyft and an Uber.
Or they're getting off the bus
and
BART are getting into Lyft.
Right.
Yeah.
And if you look at those 137,000 rides a day, those people are looking for a ride. It's not like they're being forced onto Lyft and Uber. So what they're doing is they're saying, okay, so this is creating a congestion nightmare. It is, but there are a lot of reasons for why the congestions are. You're talking about how they pull over into that bike line. 5 years ago, was that bike lane there? Okay? No, it wasn't. It all comes together. So what is this report really about? What are reports like this really about? Like I said, transit is getting its butt kicked by Lyft and Uber. Whether it's the airport connector at the Oakland International Airport, which is not getting people because Lyft and Uber are cheaper, or around town. So what this is about is money. All right, this is about money. This is statistical. They're not going to put a limit on how many come in. They're not going to do that. They've realized there's a need out there, and if they didn't have Lyft and Uber, people would be flipping out on the streets every time there's a Muni meltdown. So this is paving the way for a ballot initiative to go on the November ballot that's going to say we're going to have a fee on Lyft and Uber rides to raise $30 million more a year for what they call congestion relief funding. So in other words, this is step one. Step two is Aaron Peskin and the mayor are going to go to the Board of Supervisors and say, let's put this on the ballot. Step three is voters are going to approve it. Step four is the next time you get into a Lyft and Uber and create 62% more traffic congestion, you're going to pay a couple of pennies more, 25 to 30 cents more for that ride, so that the city can get its cut.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.